This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Syria, a ceasefire that was meant to coincide with the Muslim Feast of Sacrifice fell apart almost as soon as it started. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 150 people were killed around the country yesterday. NPR's Kelly McEvery spent the past 2 days in Syria's largest city, Aleppo, as people tried to prepare for the holiday, and she has this report.
Eid al-Adha is one of the holiest days in the Muslim calendar. The day marks the end of the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca. It's also the Feast of the Sacrifice, when any Muslim who's able should sacrifice an animal and donate the meat to the poor. Inside Aleppo's old city, where fighting between government troops and rebel fighters has stepped up in recent weeks, we find an old stone shop where a few dozen sheep await their fate.
What is the price for one?
13,000 pounds.
How much?
$150.
$150. So have they been selling many for this Eid?
Not like last year, not the same.
What's the comparison to last
year? So, you know, it got less. You know, he was like selling 100 last year, now he's selling only 25.
Because, you know, going through the streets, it seems like some people are out shopping for Eid, trying to have a normal holiday.
Most of the shops are closed. People have no money, so they don't have money to eat.
It's getting to that part of the day, the witching hour, when dusk comes and fighting between government troops and rebel forces usually starts. For now, the sheep stall is closed. The next day is the beginning of Eid. For a few hours in the early morning, the city is quiet. But then news spreads that the ceasefire has been broken around the country. In one rebel area of Aleppo, fighters claim government forces shot and killed two rebels. Rebels fire back, and the fighting flares up all over again. Like every Friday for the past year and a half, there are protests. Activists claim government troops fired on protesters in eastern Syria and in the capital, Damascus. The government says the rebels were the first ones to break the ceasefire. Both sides took pains to list all the violations that they say the other had made. This protest in Aleppo wasn't big. They aren't big these days, but it was lively. Banners said, "We want to celebrate our Eid with freedom." It's an Eid tradition in Syria to dress up the family in new clothes and go out and visit relatives. Some families were out and about, but others have either evacuated the parts of the city that we could access, or they stayed home. Another Eid tradition is to take the kids out for a swing. Here at a concrete playground, scores of kids pile onto a huge steel structure that looks like a merry-go-round suspended from the air, swinging back and forth. Abu Wahid says he's grateful for the reduction in violence. At the very least, the regime's army has stopped flying fighter jets over the city, jets that often loose their bombs in civilian areas.
He hopes that the ceasefire will hold and they keep on like that all the time. They want just to go and live and the children to be safe in the streets.
Abu Wahid says parents try to tell their kids as little as possible about the fighting, to try and pretend things are normal. This year, he says, Eid is for the kids. Us adults, we have no Eid. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.